Hi, my name is Eric. I'm 18 years old. Today is November 30th, and I'm speaking with Kevin and Frank, who are my friends. We are recording this interview in Santa Clara, California, in
the library.
Our study room library. Alright, so what is y'all most memorable memory in high school?
You go first, Scott.
My most memorable memory is during my volleyball season when we were down, I think, 2 games or 3 games, and we ended up managing to come back, and it was an amazing feeling.
My most most memorable memory in high school was when I was a junior, and it was like during third period, and everybody was like, "Why are we here?" So we just dipped and went to Santa Cruz and went hiking, and that was it. Yeah.
Where do you see yourself after high school?
I'd probably be in college, hopefully studying and getting a good education afterwards, hopefully working at Tesla or something like that.
After high school, I see myself hopefully in Santa Barbara. If not Santa Barbara, probably Santa Clara. But after that, I probably just want to become an engineer and work at like Google or something like that.
What has been your favorite popular dance move over the last 4 years of high school?
Oh. My favorite dance move is the dab. You know, it's such a classic move, and it can be applied to almost any situation.
Since Kevin said dab, I'm going to say my favorite was the whip.
Because
the whip was also pretty good, so that's all I can say about that.
What is something you'll miss about high school and why?
I'll miss probably meeting new people every year and just growing as an individual.
I'll probably miss being close to my parents. The friends I've made. Probably that's it.
Oh, wow. If you could go back in time, what would you tell your freshman self?
Probably to just focus on school rather than, I don't know, friendships and girls. Don't focus on girls. Yeah.
If I could tell my freshman self something, I'd probably tell myself that not to take high school too seriously, but to, but to value it because you only go through high school once.
So I think I was fine, though.
My name is Kevin Nguyen. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 30th, and I'm speaking with my friend Eric Keegan and Frank Lanoux, and we're recording this interview in Santa Clara High School. What is your happiest memory of high school?
I say my happiest memory of high school was just actually recently, where we won league champs, and we also got to host a home playoff game and actually win in that home playoff game, which is making history at this school, for football at least.
What is a popular song that you dreaded in high school?
For me, since I don't like country music, it was by like a back road. That's the only reason why I don't like it, because it's just country music, and I just can't do it.
What? You want me to do the 2 questions?
It's your turn, dude.
You did 2. Good. Okay, my happiest memory in high school was when I was swimming, and I didn't practice the entire season. I swam the fastest time on our team that year. That's my favorite memory. What popular song have I dreaded? I hate Bodak Yellow. That song is horrible. I can't stand it. She has no flow. That's all I can say about that.
As an individual, how much has high school changed to you?
I guess over the years, you could say that I've been more talkative, but I think this is because I've been more comfortable around people. Other than that, I don't think high school has changed me that much as a person, because I've always stayed consistent, you know, not to hide behind like a facade or anything.
High school has probably made me probably more serious about my education than probably when I was coming into it. Other than that, I've probably been the same person.
What teacher has greatly influenced you as a person?
For me, it would be a coach rather than a teacher. Reason being that he teaches a lot of things about how to be a person and then what you should be as a man and whatnot, especially to the whole team. I've never been really too close to a teacher because I'm not like that with other teachers. I guess, yeah.
The teacher that's probably, I wouldn't say I was influenced a lot, but a teacher that has, like, affected me the most would probably be Mr. Waddell, because he always brought in those quotes every day in the classroom, so he always gave me a time to reflect about myself, so I appreciated that.
After high school, how do you want to be remembered as?
I feel as though right now is like the perfect thing I'd be remembered as, because I feel like that I did what I did at this school. I don't think there's nobody that doesn't really like me, at least that I know of. Everybody knows me as a person who's kind-hearted, who's smart, as super athletic. Sometimes being called the GOAT, you know.
After high school, I probably like want to be remembered as what I am now, but I don't really care about this question because it's not like I'm gonna see these people anyway. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Cold-hearted.
Okay, I'm Frank Renew, and I'm going to be interviewing my friends Kevin Nguyen and Eric Keaton, and we're in the study room of the library at Santa Clara High School, so, okay. So, my first question is there an aspect about high school you wish you could carry over to college?
An aspect about high school is... It's mostly just social environment and how high school is so much smaller than in college, and it's a lot easier to meet new people.
Eric.
I don't have to disagree with Kevin over here. I think that aspect of college is good because you get to meet a lot more people and you kind of see yourself with a more diverse kind of environment rather than a more enclosed environment. But an aspect of high school that I wish they could carry over probably the easiness of high school. So the rigor of college. Other than that, I think college is probably better than high school.
Alright. Who is your favorite rapper in the rap game right now? And what is your favorite song by that rapper?
Yeah, kind of. Lil Pump. You know, his song Gucci Gang just speaks to me. It has great lyrics and amazing flow. And his repetition of the quote Gucci Gang, you know, reflects my lifestyle.
Well, I don't really have, like, a favorite rapper. I have, like, three favorites right now. I have J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and then I have Joey Bad. I can't say his last part because it's a curse word, but... Joey Bad, Joey... anyway.
It's part of his name.
Joey, he's a very philosophical... Yeah.
Philosophical
rapper, because he knows his stuff. He talks about politics a lot in his raps. And then you got Kendrick Lamar, who is good for his beats and his lyricism. And then you have J. Cole, which is also another type of those social type of rappers. And then favorite song by Kendrick, I think, would be I.
Yeah.
Favorite rap by J. Cole would be... I think right now, Wet Dreams.
Oh, really? No, I'm joking. Okay, and then your favorite song by Joey?
Joey, I think, is... The Temptations.
Okay, next question. What is something you're proud of that you've done in high school, Kevin?
There's a lot for me.
Yeah, I guess you could say there's a lot. I mean, it could be... Mostly about my volleyball and how I enjoyed the sport and how now I guess I'm leading the program into further progress. And yeah.
For me, it's maintaining a 4.0, being a huge influence on the football team, gaining a quite reputable reputation around the school. It's probably more, but I can't think of the top of my head right now.
All right. What has been the biggest trend in your high school years?
The biggest trend I feel as if everybody now wants to be a hype beast, and by wearing expensive clothes with special name brands like Yeezys and Supreme and Gucci and all that, and it feels like they're just trying to be something they're not.
For me, it's the dad, because I don't know, everybody uses it in every situation, in the cringiest way or the most coolest way. It's everywhere. Like, I've seen the track before, this dude was beating everybody. And this dude tried the dab right before he crossed the finish line. Like, why? Like, why?
All right, what will you not miss about high school?
Definitely about how it's such an important, like, it's so emphasized as... It's such emphasized that, like, you're supposed to do good, but, like, during this time, you're supposed to be, like, learning about yourself rather than learning other things, because you can't really do two things at once.
Some of the rules of high school I would not miss at all. Sometimes some of these rules are too strict for no reason at all. And then I won't miss seagulls, definitely. They poop everywhere. I'm not going. Other than that, high school is all right for me. Not, some people may disagree. Some people hate high school. For sure.
All right, thank you for listening, Future Us.
if you listen to this thing.
Good luck.
All right, bye.